Aircheckdownloads.com. Lionel Richie, all night long. Played that for you if you were working the night shift last night. Just getting to bed this morning. It's 8:40 now on our Prince weekend, looking for a weekend winner soon. And today, the National Sports Stadium at Crystal Palace hosts day two of the 16th annual London Youth Games. It's the capital's own mini-Olympics. 8,000 people from all over London boroughs take part in 31 sporting events, athletics, archery, swimming, show jumping, badminton, basketball, all kinds of sports. The cream of London's youth will be out there competing, and in previous years, the games have been the starting point of illustrious careers as people like Linford Christie and Steve Backley. And our own athletic David Jensen will be hosting the closing and award ceremony on Sunday. So 2 days of top varied sporting entertainment you missed yesterday, actually. But you'll get a glimpse of the stars of the future today. Get down to Crystal Palace National Sports Arena this afternoon from 10 o'clock. And look out for the kid who's down there. And Pat Sharp would be proud of this one. For all you runners, this is Whitney Houston and Run to You at 8:41.
All fear.
Gotta stay.
Oh, that's such a good song. Kenny Thomas and Stay at exactly 11 to 9. This is Capital FM on our Prince weekend. And we're going out to Manor Park now, where Donna Iam is on the line. Hello, Donna.
Hiya.
Hello. What are you up to today?
I'm going to visit my baby in special care. Hopefully going to see Prince in a couple of weeks.
Well, I hope you are, yes. So you've got a little baby in special care at the moment.
Yes, I do.
What's his or her name?
Luke.
And how old?
He was born 6 weeks early.
Just 6 weeks early?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how is he?
He's fine, thank you.
Thriving, is he?
He is, growing.
I bet you can't wait to get him out and give him a good cuddle, though, can you?
Hopefully next week.
Next week, all right. And which hospital is he in, Donna?
Newham General.
Better say hi to all the people there.
Hi to all the nurses there.
Yes, all right.
Thank you for such a good job they're doing.
I bet they are, too. All right, then, Donna. Well, look, let's get you these tickets in a couple of weekends' time. You can get Luke out for a cuddle, and then you can go and see Prince.
Great.
At Wembley Stadium, and maybe in Paris, if Mick draws your name out of the hat this afternoon.
Hopefully.
I hope so, too, and we need you to identify this Prince track.
Okay.
You better get this right, Donna. It's my favourite Prince song. Which one?
The name of the record is My Name is Prince.
My name is Prince. Well done. You're a winner, Donna.
Oh, brilliant.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Always sounds brilliant. Cranked up really loud in a club. Always like to play that when I'm doing a gig. Prince. My name is Prince.
Traffic update on 95.8.
5 to 9. I don't know how it ends, though, do I? 5 to 9 in Battersea Park Road is closed at Dog's Home Bridge until 9 tonight. There are diversions there in Battersea Park Road, and nearby Queenstown Road also has restrictions. Capital FM at 5 to 9. And now here's Madonna with the weather forecast. Rain, I'm afraid.
Capital FM.
Now we're going to turn right, Mrs. Jones. Slow down. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror!
Always Coca-Cola.
On 95.8, this is Capital FM.
Capital Report at 9. A London woman. That's the way it is at 9:02. I'm Simon Viger.
Paul Fears Weekend Breakfast Show on Capital FM.
On the 31st of July, Prince will be pumping up Wembley Stadium, and you can be there courtesy of Capital FM on our Prince weekend.
Come here, B.
Every hour, we've got Prince tickets up for grabs and the chance to see his show live in Paris. It's a Prince weekend, only on Capital 95.8 FM.
Great music for a great city.
Oh, B. Capital FM.
Williams of Take That says he turns down all the girls who beg to get into his bed because he doesn't want to end up the subject of a kiss-and-tell story, and he admits, despite his stage image, he's painfully shy with women. Recently, a cute half-Oriental girl propositioned him in a pub, and Robbie said, I could feel my face burning with embarrassment. Oh, excellent. 9:06, Capital Sunday. Looking nice out the window at the moment, dry and reasonably sunny, but there's rain on the way. 90% chance of showers. Today's high 21.70. Capital FM, please take that. Network chart number one. And Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you? It's 9:10. It's Sunday morning, which means if you're anything like civilized, you shouldn't even be thinking about getting up at this time of the day. And we'll give you a couple of cuddly songs to, well, do whatever you want to, I guess, right after this on
Capital FM.
Now we're going to turn right, Mrs. Jones. Slow down.
All at Halfords now.
Paul Fears Weekend Breakfast Show on Capital FM.
Chrissy Whissy does them in the morning between Monday and Friday, and we do them at the weekend. It is the sloppy segue, and we start today with Rod Stewart. 9:19, and your sloppy Sunday morning segue. Extra specially good this morning, Rod Stewart and Foreigner. Waiting for a girl like you, Capital FM on Sunday morning, and here's some of the outrageous predictions made by an American astrologer in the American press lately. Only halfway through the year and already they're saying the Queen will be so sick of family scandals that she will give up the throne and take up farming. Oh, lovely job. And Hillary Clinton, who's 45, will be shocked and outraged to discover that she's pregnant. They also predict Madonna will buy the Chippendales and start a school for male strippers. And apparently Michael Jackson is set to look inside a papaya fruit and find a cure for the world's crack addicts. My own prediction for this year is that the person who writes all this rubbish is going to be out of a job by the end of the year.
Summertime in London. 95.8 Capital FM. London.
Aircheckdownloads.com.